We know how much Dr. Cofield loved his wife, and I want to speak to that. For he was an honorary member of our association. There was not a conference, not a convention, that he wasn't there to pay tribute to his wife, to give me as international president words of encouragement. And they weren't long words, just keep it up, you're doing a good job. And so we want to not take more than the allocated time. I don't want to take more than the allocated time. I just want to say, Sister Cofield, that his life leads us to lead not just good lives, but godly lives. And so we want to emulate that. We want to emulate all that he was to us. And he also, I know that I would not leave his presence without him saying, Janie, look after Elsie. And I promise you, Elsie, I've sat where you sat. And I know that when the service is over, in a few weeks, the crowd dims, the cards stop coming, the calls start coming. But as for me and my house, we will be there. The association will be there to support you. And when you're feeling weary and overwhelmed, because you will feel weary and overwhelmed, remember the words that a preacher's wife wrote to her husband as he was about to embark on a trip. She said, be not dismayed, whatever betide, God will take care of you. Beneath his wings of love abide, God will take care of you. And this is the part I like, because I've experienced this. No matter what the test, God will take care of you. And so we come to say so long to our beloved friend, our pastor, our teacher, our supporter, and to the family, all of you. Just know that we love you, and God will take care of you. Thank you.